Yes, sir. Hello, my mama, the Honorable Mr. Lee Kiwanis will conduct your hearing. He will be the lead, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Any questions?
No, sir. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Joseph Michael Breen, 238371.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on May 24, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Breen?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. And one of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Hearing your attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You cannot see us as this is a telephonic conference, but in the room, we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Well, before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Breen and Mr. Turner, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm.
Yes, I do.
Okay, Mr. Breen, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
As we now begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal razor company as follows. You violated condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 26, 2017, as directed on June 21, 2017. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus an absconder from supervision. Mr. Breen, is this true or false?
This is true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Breen's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Breen, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Since we're on record, before we go any further, I want the board to know that he was arrested for felony charges of misconduct involving weapons and was sentenced on that and now has a release date. With that three, he was sentenced to 3 years with a release date of 5/20/20.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Breen, based on the fact that you have a new felony conviction and a new release date of May 20th, 2020, we're going to go ahead and move through the remainder of this hearing quickly. So I will make a motion, and that is based on the information contained in warrant number 2017-2872, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Breen was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal razor company.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Green, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released according to the new date of your new felony of May 20th, 2020. So we encourage you to take advantage of these, or the remainder of your prison sentence, to pursue any programming and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Green, we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.